Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject: the minister wants more than my tithes. All right, dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 29-year-old single female, and my dad is a well-known pastor. I moved back home after college, and I've been a big part of the church family since then. I help out with the youth ministry, and I get along well with the youth minister. He is 5 years older than me, and he's married. The youth minister and I always had great faith-based talks, and I looked up to him as a spiritual mentor until recently. 2 weeks ago after service, he was walking me to my car and he said, "We need to talk about sex and salvation." And I was like, "Say what?" I reminded him that I was abstinent and did not want to talk about sex at all. He said he needed to confide in me because he is a natural born freak and he's ready to leave his wife because she can no longer satisfy his sexual needs. Then he said there is nothing wrong with having sex before marriage, that God created sex for men and women to use, not abuse. He told me that every man in the church talks about how I am a brick house, and it's a shame that I won't let anyone show me how to use this gift to my advantage. He said being sexually active is a natural thing if experienced with the right person. He said that he could show me all of this mess he said goes against everything that I've been taught. I know I may sound slow, but could he be right? And I'm saving myself for nothing? I am somewhat attracted to him, and the thought of him teaching me about my body and sex is enticing, but he's married. What do you think? Is it worth the wait, or should I go ahead and get a little experience from someone that's willing to help me?
Wow.
Wow, this guy is a minister?
Yeah.
Huh? Well, he should know better. He really should know better. And he's a youth minister on top of that, so he's leading our youth. What he's doing is tempting you. And I got to ask you, please don't take the bait. Don't listen to him talking about how he's a natural born freak who's ready to leave his wife because she can't satisfy him sexually. What does that have to do with youth ministry? And he's married on top of that. You know, this is why they say, and this is why you have to please know God for yourself and don't let anyone tell you their version or their interpretation of the truth. You can read the Bible just like he can, and he can tell you these things, but you have to read in there what it says. If you're a Christian and you want to do what it says, you're in the church. So hopefully, you know, you would want to lead by example. I mean, you know, yeah, sex is natural and all of that stuff, but we also have a thing called self-control. Now, I'm speaking to you because you're in the church and you're around the youth and all of this stuff, you know, and he should be leading the youth, not trying to mislead the youth with what he's talking about. He's trying to have sex with you and he's married, okay? All of that's wrong. No, you should not let him give you this experience and all of that. He is wrong. He's got a wife at home. If I were you, I would tell my dad what he's doing and let him know that this youth minister is trying to lead you down the wrong path as well. Steve?
I'm not going along with this total naive conversation. She never said, she said she was abstinence, mm-hmm. right? She mm-hmm. never said she was a virgin.
Yeah, she said she's abstinent.
Yeah, so let's look at this letter a little mm-hmm. bit different. 29, female, fine, coming home, working in the daddy's church. Their youth minister is 5 years older than you. Y'all always had great faith-based talks. You know, you always looked up to him as a spiritual mentor.
Yeah.
And then he was walking you to your car, and then he said the one thing that I don't know how he put in the same sentence, but he said, let's talk about sex and salvation.
What?
Let me immediately make a statement that is filled with corruption. Sex and salvation.
Mm. Preach on it.
Lost and found. At the same time,
come on here now.
Amen.
Glory is what we're talking about with sex and salvation.
All right.
You know, that's like saying the boogeyman ain't really that scary. Let's talk about sex with a married man. Mm. And at the same time, let's sprinkle in some salvation.
Preach on it, preacher.
I would venture to say,
come on here now,
that this young man wants to bed you.
Mm-hmm. Well,
wants to lay down in any kind of pasture.
Oh, my.
Not where the Lord lead him, but where he wants to go.
Yeah.
Because how in the hell? Mm. Is we walk into the car, and all of a sudden the subject of sex and salvation pop up.
Come on now. I hear you now.
It didn't come out of nowhere. He had been devising this, planning it, nurturing the moment, laying in wait, ambush. Walked you to the car.
Walk on down there.
He said he needed to confide in you because he is, quote unquote, a natural bone freak.
Yes, Lord.
Okay, now.
All right. Now.
You know yourself. Said it.
That's from the NBF Foundation.
What's that? What's that mean right there?
Them is the natural born freaks of America.
I'm in there.
He's ready to leave his wife. Because she can no longer satisfy his sexual need.
Satisfy.
Anybody ever wondered she might not be satisfied her damn self?
Well, preach on it, preacher.
You know, sometimes we want to say that they can't satisfy us no more, when it's actually us that can't satisfy them no more. We come back, we're going to get into this thing.
Let's get in there.
Way deeper. Then you gonna want us to.
Get in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Say amen.
Amen.
Amen again.
Amen. Amen.
He want her.
Yeah.
He walked her to her car. And in the same sentence, said he wanted to discuss sex and salvation.
What?
Yes, let's talk about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about freedom and slavery.
Oxymoron.
What?
You know, since we're talking about stuff that don't go together.
Go together. Oh, right. I got you.
You want to talk about sex and salvation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, ain't that about nothing. Let's, you and I, get into this.
Get in there.
He told me that he needed my attention because his wife could no longer satisfy him sexually.
What was that?
Sexually.
That's a W
there. Keyword in there is wild.
Yeah.
Sexually.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is a natural born freak, a member of the NBF. And he's ready to leave his wife because she can no longer satisfy his sexual need. Then he went on to say, listen to this lie. There's nothing wrong with having sex before marriage. Now, you know that ain't technically right. You know that, Mr. Minister. And for you to misguide this woman. Is really, you going to hell faster than you need to know about right now. And said that ain't nothing wrong with having sex for marriage, that God created sex for men and women to use, not abuse. He also said when you marry, to cleave only unto her and to leave all others. But yet and still, he up in your face.
Cleaving.
He told me that every man in the church talks about how I am a brick house.
Whoa.
And it's a shame that I won't let anyone show me how to use this gift to my advantage.
I sure want to see what she
look
like.
Well, all right now. He said that being sexually active is a natural thing. It just come out natural. Sometimes you just sitting there and all of a sudden something natural happens.
Crazy.
You just sitting there just feeling all natural. Next thing you know, natural is everywhere. Natural. Now you looking at it now, you naturally slobbly. Now you drooling, now you saying stuff. All this natural.
I got hot.
Your nephew is stupid.
He said that he could show me all of this mess that he said goes against everything that I've been taught. It go against what he been taught to. I know I may sound slow, but could he be right? And am I saving myself for nothing? I am somewhat attracted to him, and the thought of him teaching me about my body and sex is enticing. But he's married. What do you think? Is it worth the wait, or should I go ahead and get a little experience from someone that's willing to help me? Girl, first of all, let me help you understand something.
Come on, Pastor.
You don't need no help.
Come on, Pastor.
I'll say that again. Mm-mm. You don't need no help.
Oh, yes, you do.
Shut up, Deacon.
Just continue being the fine young woman that you are. Mm-hmm. And know that real help is on the way. Mm-hmm. See, God gonna send you what you need.
Amen.
He's not gonna let you live without him.
Amen.
So hold on. Stay away from this married man. That's a dangerous trap.
Yeah.
He's not leaving his wife. He's lying about that. He may be a natural bone freak, but you don't need to find out how freaky he is. Mm. It would put you in a no-win situation, young lady. There's nothing to gain from it for you at all. It's all a win-win from him. Tell him to kiss your behind.
Oh.
Tell him to take your behind put it in a box.
Yes, and send it to him.
Kiss it and don't miss a corner.
Oh, Lord.
Tell him that hell is awaiting him.
Tell the pastor.
Tell your daddy, the pastor.
Oh.
That's what I said. That's what I said. Tell your daddy.
That's really all I have to say about this.
Well, thank you, Pastor.
Pastor, do we want her to send a picture, though, to Thomas Tips 2003 at yahoo.com so we can just see this brick house?
Do you get any pictures in there? You've been pushing for pictures. Do any pictures make it
Boy,
in there?
Boy, oh, do yeah, I? Yeah. Tell him, Unc. Oh, yeah. What?
Oh, yeah, Junior.
It gets loaded.
I need to know.
Yeah.
Because I'm finna start putting mine out there.
No, I'm going to give you the code. Because I can't use it no more. I can give you the code, though.
Oh, you realize you're married at
Oh,
that
I ain't
moment.
Stupid. Oh, okay. The last thing, I'm stupid.
No.
That was that last statement.
No, no, that's not the last thing you are.
Thank you, Uncle Steve.
You're going to stop saying, last thing I am is stupid. That's the very first thing. You are.
Well, that was a good answer, Steve.
Yeah, you know, that's all I need to do.
What does she look like, though?
Lady, you got to be crazy.
Yeah, she's 29. Come on.
That walk to the car was something else, wasn't it?
Yeah. Get away from
me. I need to speak. How do you let that come out your mouth as the pastor?
Trying to bring you down, girl.
We need to speak about sex and salvation.
What?
What? What?
Right. Like you said, Steve, let's talk about freedom and slavery. Yeah. You know, come on. Right. They don't go together. Stop
sex
it.
Sex and salvation.
Yeah.
She's saying the letter, it go against everything she been taught. That's because it is.
Yeah.
Let's talk about cat food and dog food. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about them too, right? Just,
anything, huh?
All right, you can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on the Strawberry Letter for today at Steve Harvey FM.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.